has delayed his trip to the Vatican. It's an emergency in Washington because they haven't been able to spend your money and your kids' money and your grandkids' money fast enough or recklessly enough. So now they have to put everything on hold as the reconciliation bill flounders and the infrastructure bill flounders. But now we're hearing that the president will address Democrats today with reworked framework they think might appease Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona. We'll find out. No matter how you spin it, though, it is not good for Democrats, and it's not good for Americans if it goes through in any form. Congressman Pat Fallon here. He represents Texas.
Steve, how are you doing?
4th Congressional District. Good, sir. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
I mean, this is a study in people who have no idea about money, small business, economics, they're all financially illiterate. And yet Bernie Sanders and company are in charge of the American budget at this point. Sir, it's frightening. At Halloween, nothing can be more scary than this.
Steve, don't you realize that goods and services just fall from the sky?
I've heard that.
It doesn't take human beings to provide these things. Well, you know, I own a $100 trillion bill from Zimbabwe. It's worth about $1.05 in U.S. money because that's what these folks might as well go to Zimbabwe. But make everybody millionaires, and then cars will cost $3 million. I mean, so the latest is, as you just mentioned, at 9 o'clock this morning, Biden's going to go over and talk to the Democratic caucus and say that apparently he didn't need the $3.5 trillion after all. He needs $1.75 trillion, which is $1,750 billion.
But the fact of the matter is, Congressman, they only get there by using accounting tricks. First of all, they put false end dates on programs they know will not have end dates. They put false start dates on programs they intend to start earlier. All the intention is here is to get government programs in place permanently so that every single American that they can possibly get is on a government check, and therefore they can buy votes forever. That's the plan here. I mean, maybe I'm a bit cynical, but to me it's nothing more than buying votes from everybody they possibly can. Where am I wrong?
No, you're right. Steve, it's pandering. It's ensuring. That's why one of the reasons why we have a wide open border right now, and there's going to be 2 million people that cross it this calendar year alone, is because the descendants of those folks will, they break 3 out of 4 Democrat. They want to continue to look the other way.
Right.
You're going to raise the corporate tax rate to 26.5%. The income rate's going to be just under 40%. Capital gains taxes are going to go to 25%. And the people that are going to bear the brunt of this aren't going to be the quote-unquote wealthy and the billionaires. It's going to be the middle-class folks trying to scratch out a living, the entrepreneurs, the folks that own the pass-through businesses like proprietorships, S-corps, partnerships. That's the majority of the private sector in this country.
And, Congressman, you have identified the biggest problem. And the biggest problem is the attack on small business, because the vast majority of Congress, I don't know what your background is when it comes to this point, but I'm going to make it. And if it hurts somebody's feelings, so what? The fact of the matter is 90% of Congress or more is attorneys. It's all made up of lawyers that have never owned a business, never laid awake trying to make payroll, never done anything of importance, and are financially illiterate. They don't even know who Adam Smith is, let alone understand the principles that made America the greatest nation in the history of nations on a financial setting, because we have created wealth. When they say make money, that's what we did in America. We made money through hard work, innovation, investment, all of those things. And all of those things are being destroyed by people that have no understanding of any of it. Right or wrong?
No, they need to pick that. You're right. They need to pick up a book, Wealth of Nations. They need to understand what laissez-faire in the markets are. They don't. And they've never signed the front of one paycheck. One of the reasons I ran is I'm a small business owner, lived the American dream, started with $80 and ended up with 100 employees. And that was an arduous journey, and it could have gone the other way. And I want our job in Congress should be to make sure government stays off small businesses' back. And let them innovate. Let them create jobs, opportunity, prosperity. I mean, Steve, one of the most egregious parts of this Build Back Better garbage is they're going to literally try and hire 85,000 new IRS agents and increase their budget to $80 billion so they can spy on pretty much every American, because every American has a cumulative total of at least $10,000 worth of bank transactions every year. And that's what they're going to do. Who the hell wants that?
I don't. I don't need to be studied that closely. And it's bizarre to me that Democrats that used to believe that, you know, don't trust the government, question authority, and all of these things, they've evaporated into embrace the government, love the government, get in bed with it. And Bernie Sanders might as well be president because effectively that's who's in charge right now. But here's my question, sir. The president, Joe Biden, is praying for a miracle before he goes to the Vatican. Is this going to get through? Is this going to change minds? Is Joe Manchin going to cave in? Is Kyrsten Sinema going to cave? Is John Tester going to have a spine, or is he going to crawl back under a rock in Montana? What's going to happen?
Actually, I think that you had it right in the first part of that comment. Was I think the progressives, I don't call them progressives, I call them regressive Marxists, because that's what they are. They are holding the ball right now, because if they agree to the 175, I think the moderates are already there. But if they don't, then we're still at impasse. So I am rooting on that legislative the Democratic legislative violence. You know, I like it when they fight with one another. It's a good thing, because it saves, it protects our wallets.
Well, and how much spending is in this bill that will, you know, target that new class of domestic terrorists that I used to call parents? I mean, how much of that is it going to be?
Well, the middle—you know that the middle class always pays for most of these government programs.
Well, they're domestic terrorists, after all.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You know, if you want to actually have a say in your child's education, you know, you're Timothy McVeigh next.
Right. Exactly.
I guess
you're blowing up the federal building. Yeah, and you know, you've got helicopters and the feds in undercover cars coming to school board meetings now. At least we've got interest in school boards again, which, by the way, we need to get every conservative possible on this planet and to every school board we can find across this country to save this country. It's step one in my Save America plan. All right, so you're hoping for that miracle, but your miracle is a little bit different than Joe Biden's. Here's the fact. This is $7.5 trillion of spending, no matter how you slice it, because none of these programs are meant to be for just what. I mean, think about this, Congressman. The child credit deal that's getting people paychecks every month now, just that over the next 10 years will cost $1.3 trillion, just that item. And they say, well, it's going to expire in a year. No, it won't. They don't expire anything. They just renew it. That item alone is $1.3 trillion. It's mind-boggling to me that so many illiterate people, when it comes to finances, are in charge of spending around here. I'll give you the last word.
Steve, when you see with the COVID relief plan, the $1.9 trillion that had almost nothing to do with COVID relief, incidentally, and see the impact that that's had on prices and inflation. And Biden's trying to tell us that it's a 5.4% inflation, yet fuel's up 42%, meat's 12%, used cars are up 24%, homes 13%, and bacon, 19%. That's the bad old days of Jimmy Carter double-digit inflation. And that's just with that. So this will be devastating to the economy, and we have to stop it any way we can.
Clearly, Congressman, you need to lower your expectations. That's the message from the Democrats. Just who do you think you are? You need to lower your expectations. Congressman, I greatly appreciate you being here. Thank you for fighting the good fight. We need more people like you. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Steve. God bless.
Congressman Pat Fallon, everybody, from Texas. I'll be right back after this.
Be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, the North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
It's time for you to hear the truth. It's time for American history to be told straight, because American history is at a crisis point. Join me and Hillsdale College in the great American story, A Land of Hope. It's Hillsdale's new free online course, and it explores the history of America and her greatest triumphs and achievements, as well as our shortcomings and our failures. The free online course is an unbiased study of American patriotism. Join me at GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.
Start